Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. President Trump postponed the signing of an executive order that would have given the government more oversight over the AI industry. Trump said he didn't want to take any action that would slow down the U.S. in the AI race. He said the order would have asked AI companies to preview models with the federal government, but that such a move would set back the U.S. in its competition with China. Trump's decision is a win for business-focused advisors, including venture capitalist David Sachs, who has pushed for an industry-friendly approach to AI. Sachs and others have argued that the economic benefits of AI models outweigh the risks. And just hours before, California Governor Gavin Newsom issued his own executive order aimed at studying how AI affects employment and exploring ways to help displaced workers. The order from Newsom, a Democrat seen as a potential 2028 presidential candidate, follows signs of growing public discontent over the rapid rise of AI. The governor has tasked one state agency to launch a dashboard tracking AI's impact on employment across different sectors. Another agency must submit a review of safety net policies for workers displaced by AI, including severance and other forms of compensation. While a big beneficiary of the wealth AI companies are generating, California is also home to tech workers who are losing jobs due to AI. Finally, the maker of Oura Rings filed confidentially for an initial public offering. Oura Rings track metrics such as heart rate and skin temperature and are intended to help improve sleep and reduce stress. The company was valued at about $11 billion as of October. Investors include Fidelity Management and Research, Dexcom, and Forerunner Ventures. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.